Father, we come again now thanking you for life, health, and strength. We come blessing your name because your name worthy to be blessed. We come asking forgiveness for our sins as we forgive those that sinned against us. We thank you now for what you're going to do. We ask you to bless this workshop and the other meeting that we got following this one. We thank you now that we do what's best for our citizens here. And we do thank you. We thank you for protection. We thank you for life in general. Father, we're just so glad that we live in a country where we can call thy holy name without reprisal. Father, now, as we enter this meeting, let us be mindful of that we are only servants and be good stewards of what you let our hand be over. Thank you now and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the access code is 32347 and the pound sign. I'd like to say that this is not a toll-free number. So you may be charged a long distance call depending on your care, on your service. This meeting will also be live streamed on the Taylor County Board of County Commissioners Facebook page. And that's www.facebook.com/taylor.bocc. If you want to call in, your number will be announced, and then you will have 3 minutes to speak. Number three, the board to hold workshops in connection with the fiscal year 2021 budget as follows. Monday, July the 20th at 9 a.m. Thursday, July the 23rd at 9 a.m. And Monday, July the 27th at 9 a.m. if necessary. With that being said, we'll get started on today's budget workshop.
This shows the certified values from the property appraiser. In the general fund, there's an increase of $133,533,575. There is also an increase in MSTU of $102,168,487.
$102 million?
Yes, sir, in MSTU.
Okay.
And then, by keeping the millage rates the same, the increase in gross taxable values bring an increase to the general fund of $967,130. And it also brings an increase to the MSTU fund of $125,156. For an overall total of 9.36% increase proposed. And this is just a summary of any changes since the previous meeting. The tax collector reduced his request by the $10,000. We've added the Parks and Recs department that was approved by the board. By adding this department, we were able to reduce the recreation department as well as the sports complex operations department. And so the net impact on the general fund is $13,961 by adding the Parks and Recs department. So with those changes, we're still looking at the general fund revenue being more than the general fund expenditures by $819,957. Also, due to receiving the legislative appropriation for county fire, we reduced the fire department budget by the capital request of $582,000, which reduced the MST budget. And also, the only thing that's not budgeted right now is the CARES Act funding. And once we have a spending plan and it's approved, I should be able to determine the amount to reflect in next year's budget. The amount that we've already received, I will amend this year's budget by doing a resolution to be signed. We are also waiting on the agreements and everything for several grants for the sports complex in Southside Park. So that will also amend the budget, but it won't mess up with the revenue because we'll get it back. And that CARES Act funding represents the SHIP because we also are getting CARES Act funding for the SHIP program. And then this is just the overall of the entire budget, and it reflects the reduction of the MSTB fund. So you can change.
Thank you. I'd like to say again, as I said last week, first of all, before I say that, I want to say that this year we have been presented with a balanced budget. That is so good, and I appreciate the mother and Daniel, and specifically you two and anybody else that helped you. This was a wonderful thing, and I know y'all worked really hard in long hours. I just want to say how much I appreciate y'all. Good job.
Thank you.
And although it looks like we've got extra money, as I stated last time, I think we need to be very, very conservative with that money. It's not like we've been handed money now we can go out and incur expenses that will be recurring from here on or whatever. I think we need to be very careful because we don't know what's going to happen next year, but it's predicted that next year we probably will be in a financial crunch. So I just want to make sure that we're very conservative with that money and squirrel it away. So I think that what we have pending today is the EMS service. Last week we met and we heard from the DMH board and we talked about options, but as you all recall, we were unable to have a unanimous decision as what to do with the EMS service. And just for the information for the public, so that the public understands where we are and how we got here, I just want to do a little recap just as an informational item. So when the sales tax was passed in early 2000, I believe, to build a new hospital, DMH took ownership of EMS with a contract in place until 2024. In less than 10 years, they came to the board and they asked for $350,000. And at that time, that board agreed to supplement them $350,000 annually. And then a fall after that, they said they couldn't cover Steen Hatchin without an additional $150,000. So the board gave them that, and we still had issues with adequate service and Steen Hatchin. So then last Monday, when the board spoke, they asked for an additional $240,000 a year to supplement the ambulance service, because last fall, when they came to us, they announced that they were losing money and they still continue to losing money. So with the money that we've already agreed to give them, which was $350 and $150 amounts to $450, and another $240,000 a year right now would make us giving them $690,000 a year. By now, we all know the condition, the current condition of EMS, wore out, unreliable ambulances that have been known to break down in the middle of a transport, or people calling in and being told that there wasn't an ambulance available, or it would be quicker for them to bring the victims on in themselves, and you know what kind of risk were associated with that. In addition to that, the outdated life-saving equipment on the ambulances is just outdated, and then there's been issues with personnel detention. So when they announced last fall that they could not continue on their own, now basically they basically defaulted on their contract, and the county is faced with taking over EMS so the citizens of Federal County can have the reliable good service that they deserve. So last Monday, we talked about four options, and one was to do nothing and abide by the contract until 2024. And we know the issues surrounding trying to do that. The other option was give them $690,000 a year so they can continue to run it. Or number three, combine it with the fire department. And we discussed at length the issues and the time that it would take to combine that service with EMS. It would take right up to a year, about $2 million up front in capital equipment. And then the fourth option that we discussed was for us just to take it over and run it through a third party. My position was then and is now still that we should, if we got to take it, that we should take it and bid it out to a third party. And I know it was mentioned that some counties have done that and not been pleased, and the cost of what it's cost them, but the ones that I've talked to have been pleased, and the cost has been less than $1 million a year. But we're responsible, and at the end of the day, there's a state statute that says we have to provide EMS service. So our responsibility as county commissioners, I believe, is to make sure that we provide a good ambulance service for our citizens. If you call, you want to know there's an ambulance coming that can get you there. It's not going to break down, and the equipment on that hospital is going to work for you. If you're in a life and death situation, you're relying on that. So, with that being said, I've stated my position. Now we have a full board, and the floor is open for each one of you to state what you would like to do. Yes.
I apologize, but should we wait until 9:30 to continue the discussion, since we advertised a special meeting at 9:30?
I thought this was at 9 o'clock.
No, ma'am. The workshop is at 9 o'clock, and then the special meeting is at 9:30. I know it's a little confusing, and I apologize for that. So anyone who, I just don't know if we need to hold off on further discussion until 9:30, so if anyone wishes to call in, they may.
Okay.
Are we finished with the workshop? Or do we need to take some official action on the budget?
No, sir. Wednesday is the special meeting where you'll vote on the millage.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we supposed to
be
doing then? Well, I'm a little confused. What is this meeting about?
9 o'clock was the scheduled time for the budget workshop.
Okay.
And then we scheduled a special meeting at 9:30.
Okay, she's gone over the budget.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there anything else concerning the budget?
I don't believe so.
If anybody has a question.
We've got a 15-minute break. What are donuts?
Okay. So we need, okay, do we need to adjourn this, we need to adjourn this meeting then? And then we will resume at 9:30.
Yes.
But I've already introduced us into the next one, so.
We're all set up for the next meeting.
Yeah, right, as part of the budget discussion.
I apologize.
You don't have to.
Very confusing.
No problem.
No problem.
Not a problem.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. I apologize, Governor.
Mind you, Mr.
Everyone knows what we're going with.